This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
So, Nick, I want your take on this. The Jake Paul, Mike Tyson fight is not until what? June 20th? Is that correct? Something like that. Somebody can double check that for me. It's in Dallas at Jerry World. So I keep seeing these videos, and I need you to set me straight because Jake Paul is what, 30, 40 years younger than Mike Tyson, like 30 years younger. So, but I think it's, I all think this is marketing. They'll show Jake working out, and, you know, he's kind of messing around, right? He's holding the weight. He's twisting around. He's got a tie-dyed shirt on. You know, he's throwing some punches. He's in great shape. And then they'll cut to Mike Tyson. And again, it's only 10, 15 seconds, right? And he looks like an absolute animal. He looks like the Mike Tyson of old for a second, right? It's a moment in time. It's not a complete boxing match. It's a few seconds. Nice. And you get sucked in and you think, wow, this Mike Tyson, Iron Mike, maybe he can go back in time. And then I think, Michael, this is all a part of the plan. They want you to tune in. And trust me, what I love to go back to see actual Iron Mike in like the late 80s walking in with just a boom and wearing a towel and no socks and just crush people. Yes. But this is a much, much older man. That was forever ago. Does Mike Tyson have a chance? Is this some commercial ploy? Am I getting sucked in because I feel like I'm being a sucker here?
No, first off, this is the right marketing that you need to do, where you need to show that Mike Tyson at 57 years old has a chance against a guy that's over 30 years younger than him. But here's the thing. I do think Mike Tyson has a chance in this fight. Look, I get it. This is a gimmick. This is what we're getting. Boxing purists don't like this because it's these celebrity fights, exhibitions versus the real thing. And it's, you know, it's become more popular than the actual sport of boxing and these regular fights that you get. And like, I understand that part, but when you look at what you've created in terms of the excitement, in terms of the interest, it's, we talked right about star power, WNBA, NBA, marketing the stars. This is these are Mike Tyson, still one of the biggest names in boxing we've ever had. Still a celebrity with what he's done post fighting career, still in incredible shape. Still, Jenks, scary as hell. I mean, scary as hell. And so I absolutely do think he has a chance in this fight, but you also want to make sure you create the perception that at 57 years old, he's still got a shot against the much younger Jake Paul. And like that's really what this comes down to. Who's going to watch it? How many people are going to watch it? Where is the interest going to be? I don't think you're a sucker, though. I believe this could be a real fight. I'll tell you, I will watch occasional fights, right? I dabble in some of them. Some interest me more than others, but I'm not one of those, like, everything combat sports I'm always in. This, oh, man, you better believe I'll be watching this. I cannot wait for this fight.
I mean, I am too. I'm going to buy it, whatever it takes, or go somewhere. I will be watching this fight, and I will say, like, the idea, the one thing that I think is insulting to my intelligence is that Jake Paul fancies himself like a professional boxer. I find him to be a professional exhibition boxer, but it's not like he's fighting actual boxers in his weight class. What he's doing is, hey, I'll fight Nate Robinson, or that wasn't a fight, but I'll fight some guy who used to be in the UFC. Like, he's not fighting, or I'll take on Iron. I'm going to put Iron Mike to sleep. I'm like, he's 57 years old. So I it's an insult to my intelligence when he says, I want to be a boxer. Well, if you really want to be a boxer, fight some boxers in their prime, guys who do this against actual professional boxers. And look, he's making, he's getting paid. It's working. So I understand it. I think it's just the juxtaposition of, I'm a boxer, when it's like, you're a pretty good boxer against guys who aren't great boxers, who are decent boxers. So it's basically, I'm better than average, and I'm taking on decent guys, and I'm making a killing. But he's not a professional.
Yeah, I remember talking to a friend of mine who covers combat sports for ESPN. It was about a year ago or so when, you know, I mean, Jake Paul obviously been around for a while, but you're starting to see that star power elevate more and more. And I was like, you know, what do people in the boxing community view this as? And it was basically that. It's like, he's a decent fighter. You realize he's actually taking it seriously and wants to be a fighter. And that's kind of what he's turned himself into. But like, he's not looked at as an all-time great. He's not looked at as somebody that like could compete with Mike Tyson in his prime, right? Evander Holyfield in his prime or whoever. And that's really when boxing was at its best. That was back when you had the big name heavyweights, and you don't necessarily have as much of that anymore. You've lost some of that star power in boxing. So you're making up for it with these exhibition fights. Cause in the end, who cares if it's for a title or not? I mean, boxing has like a million different belts and titles and authorities. And it's like, that's the thing that's always, I feel like, hurt that sport, where at least if you're looking at UFC, it's like you got one ranking system. Everybody's kind of consolidated into one thing. Boxing doesn't have that. So in the end, if a good fight is a good fight, people don't really care what you're fighting for, because it doesn't matter. You're not fighting for like, it's like you have a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl, right? An NBA title is an NBA title. People know you are playing this game to win this specific thing. In boxing, it's just every casual fans, and you want to bring in the casual fans because that's how you expand whatever the sport is, whatever the interests are. Mm-hmm. You want those casual fans to come in, but they look around and go, I mean, you got all these different rankings, you got all these different belts and like authority. It just doesn't generate the same level of like intensity that you would get for something very specific, like trying to win a Super Bowl.
No, exactly. I am hoping Double D is saying all it takes is Jake Paul is to say something that really pisses Mike off and he flips his switch and goes crazy. I hope you're right, Double D. I hope you're right, because I would love nothing more than to see Iron Mike go back and just one punch. That's all it takes, man. Just
So you don't, I get the vibe that you don't have the confidence that Mike Tyson can even compete in this fight then. That's kind of what I'm getting from you.
Yeah, I mean, I want him to. I want him to. But I also, here's the thing. There's no question that if Mike Tyson catches Jake Paul, he can absolutely floor him. But I also know that last summer, Mike Tyson was walking around with a cane in New York City. And these clips that we're seeing are 15, 20 second clips. And Iron Mike looks to be in great shape, right? But if you're 57 years old, now, okay, Mike, give us your best 15, 20 seconds, look amazing. But then if we get into like round two or round three, and all of a sudden it's like Mike Tyson is exhausted. He looked great in those clips. He, of course, in spurts, he can look amazing. He's close to 60 years old. So I would love to be wrong, but I will watch, of course, and my TikTok algorithm wants me to watch nothing but Mike Tyson videos. Now I'm like, okay, all right, I get it. I watched a couple. I don't want to go in a deep dive here. So I'm being skeptical because it's presented as such a circus and there's a sucker born every minute. And I feel like I'm being a sucker here. I want to be wrong, but time is undefeated. And to think that a 57-year-old man could go into a boxing ring, if this fight lasts a minute and Mike Tyson gets in a punch, boom, that's how he wins. But if we're talking like two or three rounds, I think we can see two guys just kind of leaning on each other. I want to be wrong.
I think everything you're saying makes sense. It's logical, and I think it's the right way to view it. But I don't know what it is. I'm on the side of maybe I am a sucker, but I feel like Mike Tyson has a shot in this. And maybe I'm falling for the marketing. Maybe I'm falling for, you know, the 15, 20 second clips of him just seeing how quick his hands are and just seeing the shape that he's in and seeing the intensity and the anger that's there and going, oh, that's Iron Mike, still at 57 years old. We've seen athletes play longer into their careers, and longevity has been more prevalent than we've ever had before in professional sports. Tom Brady, LeBron James, two of the ones that obviously come to mind first. I know there's a big difference between, you know, 39 like LeBron or even 44 like Brady before he retired and 57 like Mike Tyson. So look, I'll admit I may be a complete sucker for this, but I do find myself like you kind of falling in and hoping. One, you just hope this is a good fight. You hope this is something that's competitive, because you know how this is, right? There's nothing worse than the hype around a certain sport, a certain event, whether it's a fight, whether it's a big game, whether it's, you know, a Super Bowl, a playoff game, whatever the case is. And it ends up being one-sided, where within the first 5 minutes, you look around and go, oh my God, this is over. Yeah. I don't even want to watch this anymore. And I was looking forward to this. So my biggest hope is this is actually competitive. But I just, because of the fact that Mike Tyson is still an all-time great, even though obviously he's older and Father Time is undefeated and we know all that, people can fight off Father Time as much as they can. There's a technical aspect. There's an experience aspect that's there where it's like we look at the Warriors, right? And I go, yeah, the Warriors aren't what they used to be, but I think they beat the Kings. Like, Jake Paul is the Sacramento Kings and Mike Tyson is the Golden State Warriors. Who do you like in that game? I love the Warriors, and there's a reason why we love the Warriors, and there's a reason why I'm giving Mike Tyson a shot in this, because he's a veteran and he's smart, and he's going to have to, maybe where he may have some deficiencies physically because he's just not as young as Jake Paul, he has the mindset, the understanding, and the technical experience to be able to go out there and understand what it's going to take to win this fight and have that strategy, because he's been in so many of those during his prime.
Okay, we're going to talk about baseball, but whatever. I want to continue talking about this because I feel like this is a more interesting conversation. So let me throw this out there, because this is this is what I feel like is going on, and it's not necessarily similar. So let me put that out there. Is this us getting caught up in Mike Tyson like we get caught up with Tiger Woods? Because I know injuries are different here, but I've tried to say on this show numerous times, and I'm not one of those I told you so people. I'm just saying whenever Tiger gets into a major, we think maybe he's got a shot. Maybe he's got a shot. And I'm not saying he won't ever make any sort of run, but there's something about him being on the course, knowing his history, having that aura where we say, yeah, but it's still Tiger Woods. I'm like, yeah, it's Tiger Woods who almost lost his leg. It's Tiger Woods who had his ankle fused. It's Tiger Woods who has his back fused. It's Tiger Woods who can't play a full schedule of events. It's Tiger Woods who needs hours of work after each and every single round. It's Tiger Woods who says, I'm in pain each and every single day. It's Tiger Woods who is struggling just to live a normal, healthy life because of the toll that his body has experienced over time, be it golf or that terrible car wreck. So I want Tiger to dominate. And when he's out there, and he's also 48 years old. And you say, this is Tiger, though. It's Tiger. Give him one tournament. He could do it. And then I look at Mike, and I'm like, well, listen, it's Mike Tyson. You know? It's Iron Mike. But Iron Mike, even at the end of his career, when he was an actual professional boxer, was getting beat. He was getting beat. He looked okay against Roy Jones Jr. That was 4 years ago. He was worn out. He's also 57. So I know it's different because Tyson doesn't have the injuries, but are we getting caught up in this aura? Just like we were talking about Jordan earlier, you remember the greats in their prime? It's hard to remember the greats when they aren't in their primes any longer. Mike Tyson is not in his prime. So are we getting caught up in that, or is there a real case here?
Nostalgia can make us a little drunk on the past.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where we are with these all-time greats, where we forget Michael Jordan's failures, his bad playoff games. It's only just the six titles. It's all anybody wants to talk about. Eventually, same thing with LeBron. People will forget a lot of the failures, the letdowns. They'll remember just the big picture, the great stuff. It's the same thing with Tiger Woods. It's the same thing with Mike Tyson, where we're still living in the moment with somebody like Tiger Woods, because we've watched him in and out of tournaments and get hurt and surgeries and withdrawing and missing cuts and things like that. When you talk about Mike Tyson, though, I mean, you mentioned like one fight that he had, but like for the most part, we haven't seen him fight a lot. We're only seeing these videos of him working out, and then we're flipping it all the way back to Iron Mike in his prime. So don't get me wrong. I know nostalgia is clearly clouding my judgment a little bit with this fight.
Yeah.
The difference for me, though, is like I don't look at Tiger Woods the same way. And the way you described it and the way a lot of people still do, we're like, hey, it's still Tiger Woods. I got friends that are still just like hardcore Tiger Woods dudes. Like, they're just like, hey, he can win again. And it didn't help that he won the Masters a few years ago. Or I remember getting texts and they're like, see, I told you. And I'm like, man, it's not happening again. Physically, it's just not going to happen again. That was the Golden State Warriors winning one extra title when really it was a last gasp. It was a last gasp for Tiger Woods. But I do feel like you're right. There is more with Mike Tyson because we haven't watched him have as many – I don't want to use the word failures like I would with Tiger Woods, but I think I kind of will a little bit. There are a lot of failures over the years or injuries. We haven't just seen Mike Tyson do that at all. So you're just kind of remembering the good Mike Tyson and watching these workout videos. So yes, I will admit I am clouded in that situation without question.
Hey, I want to be wrong so badly. I want Jake Paul to go to sleep.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.